KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A political analyst has suggested that the ANC's declining influence could be driving alliance partners away. Civic organization Senko in KZN has announced its decision to cut ties with the party in the province. It says one of the reasons is the ANC's failure to consult its partners on big decisions. Solly Mapaila, the SACP's Secretary General, has been a vocal critic, accusing the party of being counter-revolutionary by working with the DA and FFP. Political analyst Sakile Ndlovu says after this year's elections, the ANC doesn't have much to offer its alliance partners.
Some of the policy positions that the ANC has taken has made some of its alliance partners unhappy. A lot of people are in politics because of economic opportunities. I wouldn't be surprised if we see these alliance partners deciding not to endorse the ANC when elections come. And also, I wouldn't be surprised if Sanko throws its weight behind the MK party.
KZN police have arrested a suspect in connection with the murder of Kwadukusa traffic cop Desmond Arumugam. The 50-year-old was killed last Monday. It's understood the officer went to investigate a minibus taxi that had stopped on the N2 near the Groutville off-ramp. The KZN police's Robert Nichwinda says Arumugam wasn't aware that a robbery was in progress. A suspect opened fire, killing him. Nichwinda says the taxi driver got out of the vehicle and ran away. The suspect then drove the taxi to Kwadukusa, where he abandoned it and its passengers.
Intensive police investigations led the investigating team to Twelihle informal settlement in Melmoth, where the suspect was arrested. Follow-up investigations led the police to suspect's residence at the informal settlement in Kwamashu, where the murder weapon with a firearm serial number was recovered with 32 rounds of ammunition. The 27-year-old suspect will appear in the Ntuzuma Magistrate Court on Wednesday.
And an empty tram has been set on fire during the latest unrest in Amsterdam. Dutch police say people armed with sticks and firecrackers were responsible. It comes days after attacks on fans of Israeli football team Maccabi Tel Aviv in the city. Five more people have been arrested over that violence. Police say the attackers were mobilized by calls on social media to target them. Investigations are also underway into the behavior of the Maccabi supporters following eyewitness reports that a Palestinian flag was burned and a taxi vandalized before the clash. A recap of our lead story, a political analyst has suggested that the ANC's declining influence could be driving alliance partners away. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.